Todd is back and turning heads. Welcome in to the Friday edition of the Barn Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. Graham, let's just hop right into it. As I said, Tahad Pettiford is back. He's balling, he's hooping, and he's turning heads while doing so. They have been doing some practices. We talked about Narcisse having a little chase down block on Tahad, and he blocked Overton in a clip that I saw too. But Tahad is getting the spotlight today because he has been hooping. And there's a video circulating from practice. And if you're watching, we have it here. If you're listening, be sure to go to the YouTube option and check it out, because, and it's on social media as well. But some of the highlights they posted, he's looking like the Tahad of old.
Looking like year one Tahad again.
Yeah, it's giving me year one Road Hod vibes. So, we have the video here if you want to roll that real quick. It doesn't have sound, so... But yeah, he's get dunking, shooting from long range, by the way. But I mean, every shot, filling it up, driving to the basket. Was that on two defenders?
Looked like it.
Look at this right here. This one, whoop, almost lost the ball there, but he got it. Step back, but dude, he's lighting it up, dude. Like, he's hooping. Looks like somebody's finally taking the offseason seriously. I'm okay with it, man. I'm ready for it. I mean, he knows he's going to be one of the main leaders on the team and
one of the faces of college basketball this year.
And, you know, he was a very sought after because people thought he was going to transfer. I personally, you know, I'll eat crow. I thought he was going to transfer too. I thought he was headed to UConn personally. And, you know, I'm not going to be one of these guys where it's like, oh, when he leaves, you know, he's tiger meat. And in this case, he would have been one of my favorite players ever put on an Auburn uniform. But I'm glad he's back. And the fact that it looks like he has taken the offseason seriously is very, very good. It's a very good sign. And, we'll get into that, the SEC schedule anyway later in the show. But, Graham, kind of what are your thoughts? Like, you know, how's Tahad looking to you? You know, what are your thoughts on, you know, do you think we'll move him to the two, which has been rumored that might be what might go on this season. So we might have more off-ball screen, you know, plays that are drawn up for him. Like, what's your thoughts?
Well, first of all, I love this video. I'm glad I'm put it out there to kind of, you know, reignite the Auburn basketball fan base after a unfortunate last year. Obviously, we ended on kind of a high note with winning the NIT tournament. But still, you know, disappointing in the fact that we didn't make March Madness. Obviously, the ultimate goal is to make March Madness.
Of course.
But, you know, and a lot of the reason last year that Auburn fans were upset was kind of the disappearance of Tahad in his year two. And obviously he still showed great flashes last year. He still had games, but consistently he wasn't there. And, you know, couldn't, you know, make his shots and stuff like that. So seeing this, I'm sure this will reignite the Auburn fan base. Obviously, you know, season's kind of coming up quicker than you think.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're about to be in football season, and then kind of in the back half of football season, basketball season starts up. So,
well, they are about to travel to Greece, though, too. You gotta remember they're playing
a week or two.
Yeah, I know they're playing some pro teams in Greece. Did I see something about some Serbian team is traveling there too to play? Like, they're scheduled to. I thought I saw that somewhere on a social media. I'll have to find that, but like they're gonna get some good off season exhibition reps, which to me is an advantage when you're playing teams like that, because like you might get whooped, but at least you're playing, you know, higher competition. Cause you know, we've scheduled hard schedules in the past and, you know, last year was no exception, but like that final last 4 year, we were
hard.
Do what?
I said last year we scheduled too hard and it bit us in the butt.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It about killed us.
That's part of the reason we didn't make the tournament is because we did have those losses. If we would have scheduled easier games and had more wins, I think we would have made the tournament.
Yeah. But and
that's part of it.
We'll get into it in a minute because a team specifically that we played last year, I think we should have won on, but that's just me. In basketball, SEC, we'll talk about them. You know who I'm talking about. If you know, you know. The buzzer beater. That should have been a buzzer beater.
Another one we should have won too. It wasn't like it was our fault that we lost, but I think we should have won. It was I'm thinking of the Houston game last year.
Oh man, that one hurt. But that A&M game, dude, I'm like visualizing us on the Barncast now because it made me absolutely sick. Made me sick. That and then the one that I wish because we got off early, if you remember the Georgia game.
Yeah, and that went into overtime.
Overtime was like, Kobe, whoosh.
Man, if we would have just won those three games right there, that we're in March Madness. If we beat Houston, who was a national powerhouse, and then
we
beat Texas A&M, who had been on a roll with Buckyball last year, and then obviously if we would have beaten Georgia, mm-hmm. we're in the tournament, 100%. Yeah.
So I as far as the video goes, though, would you agree that Tahad definitely looks like he has taken the offseason more seriously?
Yeah, he looks more focused. You know, he looks like he's low-key improved his game a little bit. You know, obviously, yeah, he's been good at all this stuff, you know, in the previous years, but, you know, just overall better. I mean, and also that's going to come with age and experience in this
right.
league. You know, he's about to be in his junior year, and so that, like, you know, that in itself is going to bring, you know, better skills and composure, and also just like maturity, you know, like as I really think I'm a firm believer in, like, you know, between like freshman year of college to senior year in college, you mature tremendously.
Oh, even if you're playing
sports or not, like that, just that age gap. Yeah. Is a massive jump. And so I think he'll really step into that, you know, leadership role on this team because he will be an older guy now, which is bizarre to say because I feel like he was just a freshman. But, you know, he's going to be one of the older guys on this team potentially. And so that's exciting that he, you know, can step into that role. But, yeah, I think he's definitely taking this offseason a little more seriously and is a and I think he's wanting, because I think he was also upset with, you know, how last year ended. He obviously wanted to make the tournament just like everybody else wanted us to. Mm-hmm. And I think he was frustrated and annoyed in the fact that they didn't, and that he knows that he and the team let Auburn fans down. And I don't think he wants to do that again. I think he wants, because, you know, he got a taste of a Final Four, and I think he wants to, you know, get that back. And I think, you know, we'll see, but I think this team this year could be a very big improvement from last year.
Oh, and for sure, because not only we're getting a, you know, third year of Todd Pettiford, we're getting a year of, you know, compared to last year where we had very small forwards playing center, and now we have two legit seven-footers, one being Narcisse Ngoy, who looks like a tank in the paint. So I'm excited. If I'm Tahad or whoever, you know, is playing point guard, whether it be, you know, if he's playing the one or the two, I don't care. You can throw a lob, whatever position you're in. You know what I mean? But he, to have that in the paint to throw a lob to, if you just need that, it's there. You have it now. You have a 7-footer in the paint. We haven't had that.
We have two 7-footers on this team.
Man, I'm glad that we.
And one of them was getting tipped from Wimby. One of them is 7-foot and massive. The other one's getting tips from Wimby. So I mean,
yeah, there's a clip going around of I can't remember. I'm going blank on his name.
Like Boye, or I don't want to butcher his name.
I think it's a Boye. I think that is right.
Pronounced he was interesting, but
I don't know if he was training with Victor Wembanyama, the San Antonio Spurs, or
it was a group of guys, and he was a part of it, and they were training, and he got some tips from Wimby.
Yeah, there's a video of him talking and getting some tips on like certain post moves and what works and what doesn't. So the fact that you're learning from somebody like Wembanyama, who, you know, he hasn't been in the NBA long, but he's still one of the best players in the league right now.
Yeah.
So that's massive that, you know, from one 7-footer to another, regardless of, you know, where you are in your career in basketball, that's massive. That's just so cool to see the, you know, and not to mention, you know, we've talked about it several times and people are tired of hearing it, I'm sure, but Narcisse Ngoy is the first, at least to my knowledge, ever draft and stash. So that's really cool to see. And, you know, obviously an organization, NBA, sees something we don't. And if all goes well, Jani Broome got traded to the Clippers. So that's the team that Narcisse got drafted to. So, so we'll see how that plays out because I'm curious. But you know what else I'm, you know, curious to see what plays out? People, when they buy their shirt from AAShirts.com. Go to AUShirts.com to get all your gear from all your favorite shows at the barn. You see some of the options on your screen there. The Barn Hard shirt, the FE Iron shirt, the Bug shirt, the C5 hoodies, the Bug hat. We add new styles weekly. Again, if you are going to Atlanta, you're at a home game at Jordan-Hare Stadium or on the road with your Auburn Tigers or at a tailgate or at home, regardless of where you are, and you buy a shirt from AUShirts.com, be sure to tag me, Graham, or the barn, or all the above, letting us know, hey, I have a shirt from AUShirts.com. I'm going to tag Hunter. I'm going to tag Graham. I'm going to tag the barn. Let them know that I'm supporting my gear from AUShirts.com. We'll shout you out on the show. I'm not trying to, you know, tell a story when I say that. I want people to submit to, you know, them wearing their shirts, and we will get you on the show. That is a promise. So I would love to see y'all have some submissions, and, you know, we'll see, you know, who's rocking the gear. So again, go to AUShirts.com to get all your gear from all your favorite shows at the barn. Again, that is AUShirts.com.
Also, while you're at it, go to buyauburn.com and be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're an Auburn business owner, then buyauburn.com is a fantastic place for you to go to get your business on an index so that Auburn fans all over the country can support your business whenever and wherever they can. Like I said, if you're going to Atlanta or any home or away game this year, then go to buyauburn.com while you're there and see if there's anything in the area that you can do to support an Auburn business that might be nearby. So like I said, if you're just a customer, then buyauburn.com is a great place for you to go support the Auburn family. So go to buyauburn.com today to sign up or to search the index.
Yes, please do that. If you know anyone with Auburn ties and they have a local business, let them know about buyauburn.com. I got a little tongue twisted in the AU shirt. The Friday brain fog is already kicking in. I'm ready for the weekend. But I am ready for some basketball. We're talking about, you know, the team, Tahad, Narcisse, but the SEC schedule was released this past week, I guess, or this week.
Week and a half.
And yeah, and our first game of the season is at Texas A&M. We have not won there since 2019. Graham, let me ask you this. Do you think this team can win at A&M?
I want to say yes. I think a lot of it depends on how Buckyball year two goes. Because obviously he had a pretty good team last year. And, you know, I haven't really kept up with their recruiting and transfer portal stuff. So I really don't know what they're going to be like this year. So it'll be interesting to see how their non-conference, you know, games go. And I think once I see that, I'll have a better, you know, feeling and view on what I think might happen.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had to guess right now, if you asked me right now, before seeing our team play, before seeing Texas A&M play, I'm going to go with we lose this game.
Wow.
Because I just, like you said, we've struggled to play there in the past, and I think Buckyball is good. I think it'll be a good game, and I think it could be close. I just don't know because, and I think if we play this at home, it's a different story.
Oh, I think
it's because we're playing at A&M is why, you know, we might drop this one. But look at, I was just looking at this. This is my first time kind of really looking at this deep. We play Tennessee game two.
I know. It's a tough schedule.
We do have
at least to start. So, yeah, we get Tennessee at home, we get Georgia at home after A&M, go on the road to Texas, Ole Miss at home, on the road to Vandy, LSU. It's a very interesting schedule.
That's for sure.
Do what?
I mean, we have some hard away games with like Kentucky, Arkansas, and Bama.
Yeah,
also cool. Bama too, but all those other ones away and A&M away. And Ole Miss. Gosh, Ole Miss has got a good environment too, and they're good.
The Florida game at home is going to be a fun one.
Yeah,
I think that'll be a fun one. I think in regards to the A&M game, I think if we win, it'll be close. And the only reason I think we come out of there with a win is because we actually have a better paint presence than we did last year because they abused us in the paint, if I remember right. I think it was A&M. It was A&M because the perimeter meltdown is what I like to call it, was Mississippi State on my birthday when what's his face would not stop shooting threes like Steph Curry and making them. And I'm like, Yes. Oh my God. Josh Herbert ruined my birthday.
Ruined my day having him text me.
Literally the only thing that made up for it was like leftover hibachi after that game. Cause I was like, I'm depressed we lost, but I have shrimp and rice. I'm okay. But yeah, I think we come out of there with a win against A&M. That, let's see, it looks like we play Arkansas on the road. Literally the day before my birthday. So that'll be a fun game. And then, you know, obviously any of the, you know, the Iron Bowl basketball, you know, that'll be fun. I hate that we have to play them. So it's like a bang, 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 like, you know, schedule.
I do like us having the home game against Alabama this year at the end of the year. Cause you know, it's okay. Well, the last game of the year is always Alabama, but like, that's just how that's been. And it just flip flops back and forth on who has the home and away. I do like having that home. I think that's just good, you know, going into the tournament or really to the SEC tournament. Just kind of have that last home game rivalry momentum if we win it. Obviously, you know, unfortunately, we haven't beat Alabama in the last three games that we played them. We beat them in the 1-2 matchup inside Tuscaloosa. And obviously, we lost them at home on a buzzer beater.
Yeah, that was right, Mark. Yeah, Sears hit the, what it was like a teardrop.
Right into the basket on a buzzer beater. Yeah, that was not fun. And then obviously we dropped both to Alabama last year, which is never fun either.
No, it's not. We had a weaker team.
It was close at home. It was really close at home. And then obviously they just cooked us when we went to their place.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Last year's team like had potential, I guess you could say, to be better than they were, but like it was like the chemistry was off, which you know me, and you know, as long as I've been, you know, doing this, I'm all about the chemistry when it comes to teams, and it just did not seem like we had the chemistry. But based off the practice videos that I've seen, whether it be from Auburn basketball or Hoke or whoever is covering the team that day, I have seen nothing but chemistry all over the place. And I love it. I do. I think that we have a better team going into this season than last year, even though last year we had high hopes because we're coming off a Final Four. Who doesn't? Okay. I feel more confident about this year because of the big man. That is the key. And I'm glad that Steven and company attacked that, I guess, hole in the roster with such aggression that we were able to get 2 7-footers out of it. Because if you were to tell me, like, 1 7-footer, I'm like, great. If we can sign a solid backup that's like 6'10", I'm all for it. We got out of there with 2 7-footers. Ooh, that's big. That's really big. So, but yeah, I'm excited. I'm ready for basketball season. You know me, I'm a basketball guy.
I don't know which football season away.
No, I'm not. I think football season will be more fun this year than last year for sure.
It'd be hard to be worse or like not more fun than last year. Last year wasn't fun at all. We had fun for about 20 minutes in the Baylor game, and then it was just downhill from that.
Yeah. There's no way it can get worse. And everyone keeps bringing up the 3-9 year from 2012. And I'm like, yeah, but, and they're like, I mean, that's still on the table. I said, it could be, but Jesus, take the wheel. Hopefully not. Hopefully not, you know, do whatever you got to do. Hit a knee, pray that it doesn't. I rebuke. But yeah, other than that, I don't have anything else. Graven, got anything? Cool. Well, everyone, don't forget to like and subscribe. Follow us on social media. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on the podcast apps that you listen to us. And yeah, other than that, everyone have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday. I'm headed to a friend's bachelor trip as soon as I'm done here. So, yeah, can't wait. Going to be fun. Going to be fun.
Iron Man Brandy Day comes out this weekend.
Y'all go see it. I am seeing it soon. So, I'm excited.
See you on Saturday. Maybe tonight. We'll see what happens.
We'll see. See how the weekend. We're supposed to get some rain, and I know that the itinerary, there might be some golf on there, which I'm not going. You want to watch someone play golf really bad, just watch me. If you think your golf game's bad, you haven't seen me play. But yeah, everyone have a great rest of your weekend. Hope everyone stays safe. We will see you on Monday. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. As always, War Dam, we will see you next time.
See ya.